renewing his interest and passion for target spot, further studies on the control target spot with fungicides.
All right, I talked about target spot in the last session, and Bob's talked about all these things, and so I'm just going to go ahead and skip over that. In 2012, in the trials that I ran, particularly in southwest Alabama, which is pretty close to the Gulf of Mexico and down in Mobile Bay, we're able to reduce target spot intensity with labeled fungicides. As Bob shows, the two application programs are not particularly effective, but we were able to get some yield gains in the range of 120 to 150 pounds of lint per acre. And as you might expect, they tended to be higher on phytogen 499, which tends to be more, have higher defoliation levels than DPL 1050. I got to watch my language, or phytogen's going to put a contract out on me. So anyway, this trial was, there are two trials run down at the Gulf Coast substation to assess the efficacy of registered fungicides, basically follow on a project that was done last year on two varieties, and then compare the effectiveness of some preventive and on-demand programs with headline, and to see what type of yield response that we might get on those same two varieties. And the varieties are phytogen 499 and DPL 1252. They were planted in early May. It was a factorial design, split plot arrangement. We used a spider sprayer, the same rating scale that Bob was talking about. And basically, in these trials, I would start, I think I started rating them the 15th of July and looked at them at two-week intervals until the middle of September, and then they were picked in October. This is the ANOVA table for the fungicide comparison. Had a significant effect of variety on both target spot intensity and seed cotton yield. Fungicide did the same. There was a cotton variety by fungicide interaction as far as yield is concerned. There's 499 out in front of the Delta Pine, and this is the one instance in 2 years where I've actually seen phytogen yield below the Delta Pine variety that we've tested. Normally, it either yields the same or higher. These are the treatments on each variety at two rates of twin line, top and low rate, three rates of headline covering the rate range, and two rates of quadris. There were three applications of twin line, two of the headline treatments, and then back to three on the quadris. Probably shouldn't have done that, but because it does mess up from the previous year. If you look at phytogen 499, got a significant yield gain with all treatments except for the headline at 9 fluid ounces, with the twin line treatments actually looking very good in this particular trial. So and the quadris also increased yield. And there's about a 700-pound seed cotton yield gain, or difference, excuse me, between the control and the 8.5 fluid ounces of twin line, so that translates into about 300 pounds of lint per acre. If you look at the 1252, the only treatment that increased yield was quadris at 9 fluid ounces. The other test is the calendar and on-demand program. We just talked about application schedules. This one had pinhead square followed by the second week in bloom. We were scheduled actually on the first week in bloom, except it rained the whole week. Second and fourth week in bloom, this would be the standard timing on the label. This would probably be right before you first see symptoms, and normally we first see symptoms about July 31st. A fourth and sixth week of bloom, which would more correspond to a scouting type situation where a grower or consultant would go out and look for symptoms, find them at the end of July, and then schedule an application to follow up 2 weeks later. And then this would be a rescue treatment, because usually about the sixth week of bloom, you start to see the leaves coming off. So that's what you'd expect in that situation. And to give some positive controls, I had a Bravo program, five applications, and then five applications of headline plus Bravo weather stick. Now, this Bravo is labeled for target spot control on vegetables and is fairly effective. And this combination was put in there to be a positive control to take as much disease out as we possibly could. And this is just the ANOVA table, variety impacted final target spot intensity and season-long disease, but not yield. The fungicide affected all three variables, and there were no interactions in this case. And again, the same results with the phytogen being higher than the Delta Pine, but there was no difference in yield. And this is how it broke down, and this was somewhat of a surprise. You mentioned there was a comment about early season treatment. This was pinhead square in 2 weeks. Same amount of target spot as the control on the bottom. Same amount of total disease and the same yield. This is the recommended program, a little reduction in target spot, some reduction in total disease, but still no improvement in yield. But the scouting treatment and the rescue treatment did a little bit better job controlling the disease. Season long, kind of right in with this recommended one, but we got an increase in yield. And also with the full season programs, they're right in there, oddly enough, with these two application programs. So increasing the number of applications of fungicide didn't do any good in this particular instance. Season long, there's a little bit less target spot with that Bravo Heritage program, but you know, in the end, it didn't make that much difference. Probably a reduction in disease in early and mid-August. And the yields with these two programs were similar to those obtained with the two later Heritage program. So really not as much of a yield response out of these fungicide, five application fungicide programs as you might expect, although you can imagine on cotton it was pretty hard to get any spray deposition down into the canopy at that point. And this is just a non-treated control in that test, 2 and 4 week headline treatment. There's certainly more canopy there than there is here, but with the five application program, it certainly the cotton looked a lot better, but it really didn't result in that much of a yield advance. So did get a reduced target spot intensity with all those treatments in the first test except that Quadrus. There was really not that much difference in fungicide efficacy in general, so they all look about the same. The phytogen 499, which is more sensitive to target spot, you tend to get a bigger yield response on that variety, and that certainly follows the pattern that I have seen in the past. The DPL 1252 kind of responded like 1050 did the previous year. Didn't see any rate response with headline on the 1252. There was a bit of one on the 499, but I was surprised to see how poorly the 9 fluid ounce rate worked in this particular situation in comparison with previous tests. But what was surprising was the on-demand and rescue treatments actually looked like they worked. A little better disease control and actually some significant yield gains in comparison with the non-treated control and some of the early standard and early season application programs. So there might be a place for scouting-based on-demand schedules as well as rescue treatments for farmers in the field. That's something that's going to have to be repeated before we can really go forward with any recommendations in that particular arena. But it, as I said, it was kind of a surprise that the full-season programs didn't work particularly well. But this disease just doesn't quite behave like some of the other ones that I've worked with. Particularly leaf spot diseases in peanuts and some of the diseases in corn. It's just a real problem to probably to get spray deposition and then in turn get good disease control. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them, even though they didn't win.